Log Talk Radio.
The following is intended only for mature audiences.
Everybody, what's going on? It's Wednesday, Katrina's favorite day, because it's hump day. And we're here and we're having a blast tonight. I'm Mike J. Along. I've got Jeff and Karen. And we're going to do it up unscripted style. How's it going, everybody?
Hey.
Hey.
Hi.
Hi. There's my Jeffy. What are you doing?
I'm talking to a sexy bitch.
Ooh. See, that's why I love you. That's all I'm saying.
I love you too.
What's everyone's day today? How was your hump day? Did y'all hump on anybody?
Not yet.
The day is young. I agree. Still, there's still humping time left.
Absolutely. Yeah. Well, I'm curious to know, Katrina, did you make it? Did you get in touch with Esteban? Is everything okay?
Everything is good.
Okay.
Who the hell is Esteban?
He was very worried about you, Katrina. I'm just saying.
My kid was worried that I was going to drive last night, and he said he wanted to call Esteban. And I said, you mean Enrique? The tow truck guy to give me a ride?
We need to have, like, a designated driver on speed dial for her.
Oh, you got AAA, right?
What?
You got AAA?
Yeah.
Okay, well, here's the trick.
There's cabs everywhere here. We just take cabs. We don't need, like, the same poor schmuck to come out every time.
Oh, no, you don't need cabs. Do something for free. Call AAA, disconnect your battery cable, make it a little loose so the car won't start, and just be like, it don't start. And they'll come, they tow your car, and bring you home.
Am I supposed to do that, like, twice a week, though?
Right. I did it multiple times.
I got for AAAs in, like, no time.
You
only get a lot of
you. You've got to get the unlimited plan.
Oh, that's a good idea, kind of.
She's right, though. Vegas is great for cabs. I mean, you literally can just hop in a cab. Like, you walk out the door and there's a cab. And they don't charge
you. Yeah, they're everywhere. It's super easy.
Super easy.
I don't know, but if it costs me money, it's not cheap.
Well,
something.
It's a good point.
I started my day off this morning at 7 a.m. at Spearmint Rhino.
Awesome.
Yeah, I had to go pick somebody up.
I was texting her this morning, and she was, like, texting me back, and I'm like, what are you doing up? Well, what the heck is going on here? I thought she was texting me around noon.
Yeah, and then she said, okay, go back to bed, and I did.
After I talked to her, okay, go back to bed, good night. Or, like, I figured at this point, like, you were barely going to bed. So I was like, okay, go to bed.
Now, see, that's usually the case, and that would be a safe assumption. But I started that new HCG thing, that diet, and I'm so damn tired because you're only supposed to eat 500 calories a day. And like I said yesterday, I cheated. I had a few fries and a chicken finger. But, you know, other than that, I actually gained 3 pounds.
Yay!
I'm so mad. I am so mad.
Oh, you gained? Yeah, I thought you said you lost.
I gained. No. I still work. You want me fat? More cushion for the pushing?
Oh,
man.
Oh, no.
That's what happens when you sneak a fucking chicken finger.
Seriously, like really one chicken finger and 6 fries? Was it the 3 dabs of ranch dressing? Like, come on. So I called my friend.
It's because you've been starving yourself that, of course, like, the one thing you eat is going to, like, stick to your bones.
Well, that's what they said. They're like, well, have you been having salt? I'm like, duh, I've been eating pickles because there are no calories. They're like, well, cut that out. It's all sodium. You're retaining water. I'm like, that is bullshit.
Don't go mad.
I'm so mad. There's nothing sacred.
Nothing.
It's a fucking salary.
They said eat apples because apples fill you up and they're only 60 calories. But you're only allowed to have 500 calories a day, so that's like 8 apples a day.
Well, I think you're supposed to mix it up, though, right?
What about the Jewish pickles that aren't really, like, sweet?
Karen.
Do you know the Jewish pickles? Like, you go to the deli, the Jewish deli. Well, not even the kosher ones, because some of the kosher ones are still dill. But, like, the non-dill, does that have a lot of salt? Like, they taste horrible.
Listen, I like my pickles circumcised, okay?
I was going to say
You don't want a force meal like Madison said?
Well, not really. I mean, of course, at this point, I'm so damn hungry, I'd do anything for any kind of meal. So maybe.
Right.
Well, hey, you know, if you swallow, there's some protein, but it's going to cost you 2 points.
And no, that's too many. Exactly. See, I can't afford the calories.
Well, if you hook up with a girl, there's less calories.
Why is that? Less table?
I don't have enough energy to hook up with anybody. I'm so tired. I went to bed last night at like 9, 10.
Did your body go into shock?
It's just tired. And I'm fine.
Saying because you went to bed at 9 or 10, did your body go into shock?
I think that's what happened. It passed out early, and then I woke up early, and it's just all messed up now.
Justin from Mr. Scotty Too Hottie, our producer, apparently the pickle that we're looking for is called a cucumber.
Is that the Jewish kind?
He is Jewish, Karen.
There's only two Jewish pickles that I like to know about, and that is Mr. Scotty Too Hottie and Mr. Jake Pentland, all right?
Those pickles, because, like, have you ever been to a Jewish deli and they give you, like, pickles? It's, the best stuff.
Honey, you fucking kidding me? I'm from Central New York. There's no fucking Jewish delis around here.
There are here in L.A.
I don't even have a vegan restaurant.
You gotta come to LA. Like, there's a whole neighborhood, and it's all Jewish, and you can go be kosher and the whole shebang.
Look, it's Auburn's cultured now because we have a Chinese restaurant and Mexican. Okay.
Oh dear. Who's that? Oh no.
Yo, bitches, it's me.
Will you do me a favor and tell everybody to step off my Kool-Aid? He's supposed to be my wedding date, people, so back off.
What?
he's supposed to be my wedding date to Jeffrey's wedding.
Oh, it's Scotty. What the fuck am I, what are you talking about?
Scotty Too Hottie was going to be my wedding date to Jeffrey's wedding. I asked him on Facebook, so it's official.
I don't think Scotty knew.
You didn't get the memo, Scotty?
Nope.
Girl, did you message
the wrong Scott Glickman?
Oh, boy.
Oh, dear. Well,
that's the deranged fan. You emailed the deranged fan.
I made somebody's day. He was excited.
Listen, Scotty, are you calling in obviously you're here anyway, but did you want to talk about your Jewish pickle?
Yeah, first off, a non-Jewish dill pickle is called a cucumber, so there you go, there's that.
Thank you for clearing that up.
Actually, any pickle that's not pickled is a cucumber, so congratulations, here's your sign. And secondly, there's a special guest in the chat room at the moment. I don't know her name. I forget her name, but she told me. But the girl who, blew up the Facebook wall and started making fun of people or whatever.
Cammy?
Yeah, that's it.
Oh, call in, you miserable little fucking bitch. Call in. Dare you, little fucking stupid bitch ass. Call in, motherfucker. I got shit to say to you, you stupid little fucking tweeb. Let me fucking, hold on. Let me go find my motherfucking computer, pull open this motherfucking chat room so I can talk to this whole bag, bitch.
Mr. Hottie,
you've incited a riot. Good job, dude.
Good job.
Call on if you got the ball, Cammy.
Yo,
yeah,
so,
we got some choice words for you.
Right, so who's asking me out to Jeff's wedding?
Katrina.
Okay, well, go ahead.
So even though you always put me on hold and our relationship started out so rocky, I would be delighted if you'd be my date to Jeffrey's wedding.
Well,
Mr. Hottie, I promise to protect you from a drunken Mike.
Oh.
Or an angry midget.
For the ladies, they follow at your feet.
Yeah. So that's a yes, right?
Yeah, all right. I will accept your request.
I don't like the yeah, all right. Like, you know who's offering
what?
You a request?
I don't know.
Oh,
the hesitation. Scotty, are you going to get a better offer? I mean, come on. Really?
Well, should I be honored?
Yeah.
Of course.
Yes, okay, I will go with you to Mike's to just wedding.
This is like pulling teeth, I'm saying. Like, if I'd have gone to the prom, I think it would have been easier to ask somebody. Listen, mister, this isn't any Sadie Hawkins shit. I'm going to get you wasted and maybe dance with you, and you're going to have a blast. So a little enthusiasm, please.
All right. I'll hold you to it.
All right. I think he's more excited to go to the dentist.
Okay, all I gotta say is if I wake up in the morning and I find fucking Katrina and Scotty Too Hottie spooning, I'm totally taking pictures and putting them immediately on the Facebook wall.
You're totally filming it and we're using it for the reality show. Thank you very much. He will have to prime me away from the anger.
I've already changed my relationship status to interrelationship on Facebook.
Okay, hold on.
Awesome.
All right. Put that in complicated, Katrina.
Yeah.
Listen,
yeah.
Katrina.
The sad thing is, he really did change his status.
So listen, Scotty and Katrina, we should do this totally double date style, and maybe I could go with Ethan. What do you think?
No, you don't get to go with Ethan. You're going with Magician Boy.
No.
we've already promised you to someone else, Mike. Yeah. You don't get to pick your own date.
What you don't know, Mike, is that Katrina and Karen have both messaged Magic Stick Boy and got him to commit to this.
Oh,
we're
lovely.
Friends now. It's like that. It's serious.
Look, as long as you can get him to sign the release form, I'm down for whatever.
Right. We already have that underway. We've got all the logistics worked out. So you and Harry Potter are going to the freaking wedding together, okay? And you're going to like it.
Nice.
And I'm with Harry Potter.
Harry Potter.
You and the Wizard of Waverly Place are going to the freaking wedding. And you're going to like it. He did say he was bringing his wand.
His magic stick.
He's got a big plan for you, Mike. He's got big plans for you.
Oh, boy.
That stick, Mike.
All right. That's awesome. Well, listen, I know we got some excitement going on in the chat room. So,
where is this skank bitch? All I see is... Oh, pathetic? You're pathetic, you fucking piece of shit. You're a fucking loser who needs to go on lithium. Actually, you know what? I take it back. This is the one time I'm going to say this. You should probably go kill yourself because everybody fucking hates your guts. You're a fucking loser who has nothing better to do. You probably have three fucking eyeballs and one pussy lip that's longer than the other. So you need to go find a fucking hobby because you are just an ugly, fucking, miserable human being who really needs to go fuck off and wash your vagina out because I'm sure it smells like fucking dead salmon.
Mama, take a breath.
It's going to be all right. You got enough airtime. Fuck her. Let's move on.
Yeah, pretty much.
Oh, yeah, that's right, Karen. You say, girl.
I just want to put it out there, and, you know, and everyone gets their say on this show. So, Cammie, should you feel the need, 323-417-6705, if you would like to join and maybe say any of those mean, hateful things to us directly. You can also feel free to leave us a nasty voicemail at 818-659-5137. And speaking of voicemails, we actually do have a couple of voicemails in response to Miss Katrina's question last night. Do you guys want to jump into those?
Of course we do.
All right, let's do this.
Wow, winning.
Exactly. All right, let me play that first voicemail.
Hey, Karen, Ashley, this is Nate. I met you at Power Morphicon back in 2010. Can't wait to be there this year. I'm hoping that everything's going well. And also this message is for Katrina Johnson.
Hey.
Wow. You grew up. I mean, I forgot that you were on All That on Nickelodeon. All I can say is just wow, you grew up. Anyway, hope everybody's doing all right. Like I said, Karen, can't wait to see a Power Boy Con, and you guys take care. Right?
Yay. All right.
Miss Jossie,
wow.
You grew up.
You grew up. I like that.
That's
like what I do.
He was faceless.
That's hard to he had more enthusiasm than Scotty. Scotty, you got to be ashamed of yourself.
Yeah, that was pathetic, dude.
Oh, poor Scotty.
You're
man.
No longer my favorite Jewish pickle.
Oh, gosh. All right, well, let's see here. We've got a couple more. We'll run through these. Mama, I think one of these might be for you, if I'm not mistaken. So don't get too distracted.
Yeah, I think I know that answer, guys. By the way, this is Nate again. I think it's Nick Carter from the Backstreet Boys.
Ooh.
That's just my guess. I think it has it. I think it was Nick Carter from the Backstreet Boys.
Oh.
So yeah, like I said,
Nick
Carter from the Backstreet Boys. So I hope I got that answer right, because if I didn't, then I
didn't say which cast member.
Goofy. All right, later. Bye.
We got Nick Carter.
I think you stuck him. Me. I didn't
yeah.
have a Backstreet Boy.
No.
I proclaimed that loud and proud. I did get hit on by the little brother, though. You'd be wearing a shirt. I did a Backstreet Boy.
Yeah, I'd be like, I hit that.
That's true. I'd wear a shirt, too, if I did a Backstreet Boy.
Yeah, no.
So whoever that was, call back and let us know who supposedly stuck, you know, Nick Carter.
Yeah, that was...
We need to pair him off with somebody.
That was Nate. Nate, if you're listening,
they're throwing out names in the chat room.
There's
folks in the chat room that are guessing who it was that slept with the Backstreet Boy or whoever the boy band is.
We didn't say it. Tell us what they said.
Yeah.
I don't wanna.
Allegedly, the chat room is saying that
it is.
Allegedly.
That.
Jennifer Mahalan is saying that it is Alisa.
Ooh.
And I don't know no Alisa, so.
I'm going to text her. Be like, I heard in my chat room you was stupid Nick Carter.
Oh. Oh.
Allegedly.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy. Allegedly. Because I want it that way. Anyway.
I wonder.
Do
you think the bitch sits home and she's talking about, call me maybe?
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
It's corny.
Oh, boy. All right. Well, listen, we got one more voicemail I want to jump into. Mama, this one was actually for you. So listen up.
All right. So this is Lance Mueller, and I just wanted to tell you, first off, everyone knows that Lori Beth Denberg and Joey Fatone were having a thing. Just saying. Another thing, on Tuesday night, Karen mentioned to Jeffrey about his god-awful voicemail impression of some guy named Ahmad, some character he made, whatever, that he needs to work on his characters or impressions, personas, whatever it was.
Really, bitch?
Well, here's some tips, man. Just, first off, create a backstory. Make sure that it's completely thorough. For instance,
yeah.
I have a character named Flora. I have everything down to, like, her first husband suffered from impotence, and Viagra would only make him stand up straight. And here's a sample of the voice. Hey, doll, my name's Flora. I swear to God, it is so hot in here, my hot flashes is killing me. And so,
well, maybe you got the point.
Try to work on something like that, because I know that you're a bloody hilarious guy, so I know that you can bring
bloody
a lot of laughs just from prank calling the studio.
You can
do
it. You're bloody hilarious. Do you know what that means?
Who the fuck was that?
That was Lance, and he said you can do it, so believe in yourself and build your backstory. And Lance, you need to be a script writer. That's all I'm saying.
I know. I've got fans. I can't help it. Look, it's not my fault my matzo balls got burnt. It's Scotty Too Hottie's fault.
I believe it. He had me on hold too long. That's what happened.
Yeah, I can see this now at Jeff's wedding. We're going to be right in the middle of making a toast or something. Katrina's going to have had one too many, and she's going to get up and start yelling at Scotty Too Hottie about how long she's been on hold for at the radio show.
Yep.
Right.
She's going to talk about his Jewish pickle.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I might go on an expedition, Lewis and Clark style, and try and find it.
Oh, my.
As long as the wine's good and it doesn't come in a box, who knows? Hey, hey, hey.
Girl, you know it's wine in a box at Jeffrey's wedding. That's the kind he likes.
Well, he better discard the box and hide it and pour it in a fishbowl before I see it.
Girl,
I mean,
you're the love
the
of your man.
You need to pour wine in the box in, like, a wine bottle, and then she'll drink it and be like, "Ooh, this is great."
Girl,
no.
There'll be no wine bottle boxes at my wedding. I'm sorry.
Oh.
I was stalking people on Twitter today, and because my life is very exciting, and I saw this one friend of a friend, and her name was, like, Blonde Baller or something like that. And so I went and I was looking at her pictures, and there's pictures of her at the pool with wine in a box. I was like, girl, you need to change your name
right.
to Blonde
Baller
on a budget.
Not, right. She's falling at the Walmart.
Right.
Hey.
It was funny. Oh. I would like to do a taste test, and you guys could see if I have a good palate or not.
Right. Well, did you ever see that one reality show? They were doing a taste test. It was a Shaw of the Sunset. And, like, they're all filthy rich,
of
right?
Course. Of course.
So one girl,
yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like, the one girl was like, I only drink Dom, and I only drink this, and I don't like Cristal. And she was, like, going on and on. So the guy went and bought, like, 5 different champagnes, and, like 2 of them were, like, some cheap champagne, like $1.99. And she couldn't even tell the difference between that and Dom. It was the most hilarious
thing. I believe it. I believe it. No, see, I think I could, but that's what we all say, right?
Right.
I think if you lined up Cristal, Dom, Veuve, Moët, like PJ, I think I could probably tell those apart because those are the usual suspects.
You're a big champagne drinker, so you probably could.
Just those ones, though. If you throw in all the other stuff, there's no way I'd be able to tell what anything else is. It's just that those are the main ones. Those
yeah.
I could probably pick out of a lineup, but I don't know. That would be fun to see. I don't know.
Mm-hmm. Fellas?
Oh, I'm kind of real big on champagne.
Not since I graduated. I puked it all over the place. It was a disaster.
My cousin brought over a bottle. It was expensive, and it was real. I liked that, but there won't be none of that, girl. I'm going to go get that, like, $1.99 a bottle shit for the wedding. I ain't playing.
And listen.
There's too many people. There's too many people when you got to, like, do a toast, so you
yeah.
I don't blame you.
Yeah, you gotta get the
like fucking 200 people.
Ooh, are you serious?
Yeah.
Damn.
Wow. How
Damn.
Much food do you have to cook?
Izzy. I'm sorry.
Izzy?
Excuse me. I'm not really sure. I'm going by. Okay. So when you have that many people, you can't go by like the number of people. You kind of have to go by, like, trays.
Okay.
So there's going to be a lot.
So what are you cooking?
Okay, so I'm going to do ziti, and then a tray of meatballs, some sausage, some chicken, a broccoli salad, a pasta salad, a regular salad, this hash brown casserole stuff that Joe's family does. I'm forgetting stuff. My wedding salad, Hawaiian wedding salad. It's like the little anacita de pepe. I don't know how to fucking say it. The little tiny, 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 little tiny pastas. You mix it with whipped cream, mandarin oranges, and pineapple. It's delicious.
Wow.
Ooh.
And some
good.
Other shit. I can't really think of it at the moment.
What flavor is the cake?
I honestly don't remember.
Is it good?
There's a couple different flavors. Yeah, we went into it's my cousin who is now in the wedding.
Oh, right.
I don't know why she'd be in the wedding now.
You guys are some haters.
I didn't say no. I was just saying. She's making the cake. She's got it's Dolce. Let me see here. Hang on.
Dolce de leche.
An amazing Facebook page.
Well, what is it? I want to check
I
it out.
La Dolce Vita.
So I need to know, are you going to cook when you come to L.A.?
Well, somebody's got to do the craft service.
That's true. Okay. I just want to make sure.
That's impressive.
Everybody's going to be bitching because they're going to be fat when I'm done.
Nah.
What's your favorite food, guys? I need to know this about my besties. And since we're so close now, I need to know the basics about you guys. Everybody, go and take your turn. What is your favorite food?
Pizza.
Oh, I love pizza. Love, love, love. Love. I could eat it every day. But that's
Jeffy?
Not my favorite.
What is your favorite?
I'd have to say pizza. I could eat it every day, all day.
Okay, me too. But I love cheese. I'm a fan
of cheese. Yeah, I love macaroni and cheese.
I love macaroni and cheese.
Yeah.
I make a mean cheese platter. It could blow your mind. It could change your life.
A cheese platter? How do you make a cheese platter?
You get a bunch of fancy-ass cheese. You try and make it not stink. You make it pretty. You put fruits on there. You put all the stuff that it goes well with.
Now, is that a real question?
You got to do that one day because I've had that at a restaurant, and I was like, oh, my God. It, like, changed my life. Like, I love the freaking cheese.
Yeah, no, I'm kind of a master. It's a big deal.
And then, like, this cheese guy came, and he, like, gave us a lesson in cheese. Like, we were like, oh, who knew? Is this serious?
Oh, it's serious. I used to break the law and smuggle it in from France. Every time I'd go, I'd get a cheese platter on airplanes, and then I'd hide it because you're not allowed to bring in meat or dairy from other countries. I'd bring it in my house, my little tiny house in Burbank. It would stink up the whole house. The cheeses are so pungent.
Oh.
But it was awesome.
Okay, so girls, are you in front of a computer?
No.
No.
I'm not
well,
either, but
suck.
I can be. Am
okay,
I
well, I'm
going
to let you know that
Facebook?
I posted the link to my cousin's Facebook page for La Dolce Vita, and actually on there, you can go and see little Shannon, our angry midget sister's baby shower cake, which was fucking amazing. It was the night before Christmas.
Wow.
Yeah.
She does, like, cakes like the Cake Boss and, like, those people who do, like,
amazing works
of art. Like, you don't want to eat them because they're so pretty.
Right. And, I mean, it was delicious. Like, Lil Shan brought me back some, and it was just fantastic.
Mmm. Yummy. Yeah, I think cake's my second favorite.
I love dessert. I love dessert. I love champagne with dessert. Mm-hmm. And champagne with cheese. Mmm.
I like Moscato with my dessert.
I love Moscato. Mm-hmm. We could bond over some Moscato. Sounds good to me.
Okay, seriously, can I just tell you who friend requested me? What the fuck?
Cammy?
Yeah.
Of course, because she wants to deface your wall.
Like, let me go and sign right up for that. This stupid bitch.
Ouch.
I don't know how she has so much time to, like, you know.
Because she's a fucking loser.
Like, I don't even have that much time. Like, I don't have time for my own. Crazy.
So, okay. What, Mike?
I'm here.
Yeah. So, Jeffrey, we got, you sent me a text about Tori and Dean breaking up. What is that about? I didn't even see it on the news.
There was a report that they were having some troubles, and I can't now remember where it was from.
If it doesn't come from TMZ, probably not true.
Exactly. No, it was like the Star or whatever, but like this, you know, it was some shit. So, I don't know, I was just kind of, you know, curious to see if you had heard anything, because you always have the fucking scoop.
I know, I don't even know how that happened. Okay, so did you guys hear about this guy in Texas who he was acquitted today? He was, like, they were trying to charge him with murder, but what had happened was he was, like, I forget if he was in bed asleep, I don't know where he was, but he heard his daughter screaming.
Why you gotta ruin my news breaks like that? What the hell?
Oh, is it a new news break?
Yeah.
Oh, well, it's 6:30. 6:30. Hit it.
All right.
I'll talk about it after.
Okay. Well, since Miss Ashley went ahead and ruined the surprise, a Texas man is off the hook. Hearing his 5-year-old daughter crying from behind the barn, a 23-year-old father ran and discovered the unthinkable, a man molesting her. The father pulled the man off his daughter, authorities say, and started pummeling him to death with his fist. With his daughter finally safe, the father frantically called 911, begging a dispatcher to find his rural ranch and send an ambulance. A recording of the tape was played during a news conference on Tuesday, where the Lavaca County District Attorney and Sheriff announced that the father will not face charges. Also
Yay!
Tonight, my GPS made me do it. Wouldn't this be an excuse for all of us? Only in Massachusetts, a Massachusetts woman who allegedly drove drunk into a golf course sand trap blamed her GPS system for leading her astray. 46-year-old Patricia Mayoni of Uxbridge, Massachusetts, told police at the Wittenville Golf Club that her GPS had instructed her to turn into a cornfield, and she ended up on the golf course as she tried to get back on the road. No one was injured, but several officers were on the course at the time and when Mayoni's Buick tore up the grass. Finally tonight, I'll bite you back if you bite me. Sometimes when police are trying to take you to the dog pound, you just want to bite back. That's allegedly what one North Carolina man did when tracked down by the police for outstanding warrants stemming from a shooting. Travis Glaspie allegedly chomped down on the 2-year-old police dog named Max and bit off the canine's ears. According to WWAY-TV, Glaspie was charged with felony assault on a law enforcement animal, resisting arrest, assault on law enforcement officer, property damage, and possession of a Schedule 6 controlled substance. From the Primetime Update News Desk, I'm Mike J. Make sure that you're checking our show out on Stitcher, the Android app, iPhone app, and iPad app that you can listen to anytime on demand. Jeff, Karen, and What's-Her-Face, back to you.
Horrible. I am so happy that man got off. Like, you deserve to die if you're raping a 5-year-old. I'm just saying.
I agree.
And he did. Like, it's like, could you imagine? Oh, my gosh. That is probably, like, the worst nightmare for any father.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, that's
funny. Yeah, that would have been bad. That would have been real bad.
I mean, come on. I mean, no. I even if it did go to trial, what jury in their right mind would actually convict him? I mean, that's got to be the detailed in the article. You know, Karen, like you were saying, they ended up pretty much determining that he acted and had the right to use deadly force because he was defending his daughter.
Right.
You know, I mean, you've just, you, at the very least, what would have happened if it did go to trial and there was a concern, he probably could have pled temporary insanity and got away with it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because you're crazy if you see somebody doing that to somebody you love. Like,
yeah.
Oh,
mm-hmm.
Wow. You are.
I don't let him off.
Yeah. Crazy. Man. Ridiculous. Ridiculous. So, I can't believe the guy who bit the dog. Like, what the hell is that?
Listen, there's some
who
strange. He must have been on bath salts. I mean, there's some strange shit going down in this country when we got people chewing on people biting dogs. What, you know? I swear, the end of the world is coming. This is terrible.
You know what it is? The drugs are stronger because people are like, I can't imagine you're in your right mind. Like, you have to be under the influence of something, or like under the influence
of
insanity. Right.
Mm-hmm.
Like, who does that? Oh, like, crazy. Man.
I just can't even think about putting someone else's face or some animal in my mouth. Like, that's just
right.
Filthy.
And chopping so you, like, hurt it. Like, oh.
Uh-uh.
Like, what kind of force does that take?
No, no, it's just gnarly.
Insanity. Man. Say no to drugs, kids. Say no to drugs.
Exactly. Say no to drugs. Well, listen, you guys, I got a text message just now from one of our listeners who says he's a little drunk and was trying to get in touch with us. So what do you say we try calling him back?
I'm all down for that, obviously.
Let's
do it.
Well, hold on. I'm about to find out. Do I have to dial one?
All I got to say is don't do something you're going to regret.
Nah. I don't think so.
I think we're speaking in code, and I like it.
No code. Let's just say we have to do some parenting, possibly.
Uh-oh.
Okay, well, we need to talk about the breaking news right after that.
Okay.
Okay.
Hello?
Justin, how are you going to send me a text message
like
that?
What?
You sent me a text message saying you're all drunk.
Oh my God, are you serious?
Justin,
oh,
you know we're your parents, and you know we are going to call.
We're going to rat you out.
We're
going to want to know what
you're
doing.
We're not your illegitimate parents for nothing.
Exactly.
Are you serious right now?
Yeah, this is happening. What are you drinking, Justin?
Oh my God.
He's like, crack it up.
I didn't think they let you drink in the military. What's going on over there? Do I need to call the officer in charge?
You can, you just can't drink in uniform.
Oh.
Oh.
Take it off.
I changed to civilian clothes earlier. No, I changed into civilian clothes a little while ago.
Oh, okay.
You know, it's a coincidence. I happen to be wearing my civilian clothes right now.
But, oh my God, I can't believe. Are you? I'm on the radio right now.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Oh shit.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's all right. We just wanted to give you a hard time and tell you how proud we are that you're following in our footsteps and getting drunk. That's
yes.
all.
That's exactly right. Mhm.
Oh man. Okay. You guys are awesome. I'll have to call you back this weekend then.
Please do.
I'll be it.
Please do. We'll be
and
waiting.
We have an machine set up, so you can leave us messages.
Man, have you ever been to San Antonio?
Yes,
I have. Yes,
amazing.
They've got some good Mexican food in San Antonio.
Yeah, it does. And have you been to the Riverwalk?
I have. I've been to the
oh
Riverwalk.
Oh, my God. It's awesome.
Have you gone to the Alamo?
No, I think that we're going to do that next weekend.
Okay.
I think we're going to Warped Tour sometime.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Cool.
30th or something.
Uh-huh. Well, have fun.
Oh my
be
God.
Careful. And make sure you have a designated driver.
Okay. Hey, you guys should call me after the show's over.
I gotta go to bed.
What do you think this is, a fucking hotline? Call the voicemail message and leave one.
He left a message. Remember, he said he loved us, and we love you too.
Hey, I love you all.
Aww.
We love you too.
All right.
Okay.
On the radio.
Drink one for us, Justin.
I will. Okay, bye. Have a good night.
Bye.
Good night. All right, Jeffrey, I'm sorry. Was your breaking news that Lexi on Days of Our Lives is about to die? Was that what it was?
No, it was that Ann Curry is about to be replaced on Today in less than a year in her fucking job.
Oops.
What? How did that happen?
She's trending on Twitter. I'm not really for certain. I'm about to read the article, so I have to get back to you. But, Michael, we do have a caller that we need to take, so why don't you get to that, and I'll get the scoop on Ann Curry, and I'll get back at y'all in a minute.
Yeah, let us know.
All right, well, apparently it's Mike Tyson. I really don't know. Scotty, I don't know what you're doing.
It's Madison, here. Stupid.
Hey, Mike Tyson, how you doing?
I heard about somebody chewing on a dog's ear. I mean, obviously, it had to have been Mike Tyson. I mean, maybe if we think about it, Mike Tyson had the ball rolling with these bath salts or whatever the hell you call them, because I'm just too old to even think about this. And maybe he was on bath salts.
I think he was on something.
Well... never mind. Let's not talk about who's going to be on something.
I'm going to be on lots of stuff at Jeffrey's wedding.
Oh, I'm sure you will, honey. We got to make sure we drink vodka.
I'm a vodka girl, not to worry.
Oh, good. Then you and I can get along just fine. Jeffrey can tell you my slogan that I just put on Facebook, too.
Which is what? Because I stalk you on Facebook. What's the new slogan?
My new slogan is, I believe in no penis left behind, unless it's in my behind.
Okay,
oh.
So Madison, I love the post you were putting yesterday about the club and the dancers.
Oh, did you?
I sure did. Like, you were all over my Facebook wall.
Oh, trust me, I was flooding everybody's Facebook wall. What are you talking about?
I love it.
Well, don't worry, honey, because that one's coming over to pose in the nude.
Ooh.
So I'll make sure I send you those, just like I'm gonna send, just like we sent the donkey off to you.
Yes, please.
Awesome.
And if you could. I have a request, Madison. Could we add some Power Ranger Stranger Wood to your collection, and could you send them my way? Power Ranger Stranger Wood. I want to see the donkeys of anyone that's ever been a Power Ranger.
Oh, no.
If you happen to get your hand on those, I would be a very interested party.
Honey, I'd love to get my hands on those. What are you talking about? And I mean my literal hands. And then, honey, I'll show him how to morph into whatever he wants.
I tried that one. It works well. It's fun.
And it brings a whole new meaning to Blue Power Rangers. Whole new meaning.
Oh.
I'm sorry, I'm just actually deprived. I blame it on Jeffrey.
Yeah, it's all Jeffrey's fault. Every day, all day.
I just wanted you to comment, Jeffrey.
He's too busy trying to find some breaking news for us.
Yeah, well, who really cares if Ann Curry is getting fired or not? That's what I put. I think Jeffrey should be. I think personally you should be on the morning news.
I agree.
I think that could be really interesting, especially after, you know, a Friday night, seeing you get up at 5 o'clock in the morning or 4 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah.
That'll be better than Unsolved Mysteries, I'm telling you that right now.
I agree.
I concur as well.
Anyways, I will make sure that Maybe what I'll do, I'll have to get the stripper boy that I was blowing up all over your Facebook. Maybe I'll have to have him hold up a Power Ranger next to his
That's fun. Kind of like pin the schlong on the ranger.
Nice.
I'd have no problem with that. Trust me.
That sounds fun.
Don't be questioning what we're sticking it on with.
Oh.
That's a silly putty.
Oh, man. It always gets so interesting with you, Madison.
I'm telling you right now, I'm a trip. Especially when I'm hammered, there's not a single penis that is safe from my hands.
Woo! We're going to throw Mike your way.
I was going to say, who's worse, you or Mike?
Right.
It's definitely me. It's definitely me. Because trust me, my whole thing is that I walk up to straight boys in the gay bar, and I'd look at them, and I'd be like, how big your shoes? Let me see your hand. And then I was like, okay, within a half an inch, I'll tell them how big his penis is. And they'll be like, oh, my God, you're so right. And I said, and guess what my prize is? And then I take my hand up.
A hand
Very
job,
nice.
Is that it?
So I make sure that there's a little bit of divine on everyone's dick. John.
Wow.
Well, on that note, Madison, thank
you. I love
you,
and I just had to comment.
It's always a pleasure. Yes, that was very funny. It made me giggle.
Well, I always love to make you giggle.
I've got to talk about Ann Curry, and we might have to trash her a little bit. So thank you for calling in, bitch. Unfortunately, you left the panel on this show, so you got to go, bitch.
I know.
Love you. Bye.
You're horrible,
I love the fact. Oh, no. Not me. Not me. Talk to the other male co-host. I'm just following orders.
You look so matter of fact. You're like, oh, bitch, you left this panel. Peace out.
I love Madison. You know, I may be a little bitter that people kept leaving us, you know, and I mean, but, we, you know, I was supposed to open Monday's show with another one, Bites of Dust. Boom. This keeps happening.
That wasn't official. That wasn't ever an official joining, so.
That just makes it better.
It does make it messier, right? I kind of like a mess. I like drama.
Entertaining. We had a fun show on Monday.
Yeah, we did. That was probably our best show all week.
And it was on a Monday, no less.
I think that when we all get together to do the reality show, we should do a wine tasting on the air.
Oh,
right,
my gosh.
Okay. And then see what happens from there.
Listen, I think a certain person that slept with Nick Carter allegedly needs to get tossed into a pool. That's all I'm saying.
Oh. You mean like Melrose Place style?
Yep.
We'll lure the person over, saying
we'll
that
even,
we're so
we'll even we'll even we'll get Mama to dress up in a wedding dress and attack her.
Wait, I just have to tell you, I just got a text message from Madison. I left you for a job hooker. You had to make paper.
Make your money, Madison. Make your money.
Yeah, trust me, that girl working at the Foot Locker makes more than I make on this show, all right? Just saying.
Don't be bitter, Mike Jess.
I'm not. All right, so Mama, Phil, what's in? You got some scoop on some Miss Curry powder over there or what?
Okay, so I have to tell you, I've always been a Today person, like always watch Today. Well, ever since they brought Laura Spencer on Good Morning America, I've been kind of hooked on GMA. And I, you know, when Meredith left last year, I was kind of, I don't know, like, Anne and, like, Matt just kind of didn't have, it just wasn't the same, you know what I mean? Like, that playfulness was gone, so it just wasn't good for me. So I went over to Good Morning America with them bitches. It's funny, I love me some Robin Roberts. And I was even surprised I like me some George Stephanopoulos.
I love me some George Stephanopoulos, too. Okay, go ahead.
And that Josh boy, oh, honey, he is just delicious.
Yeah, everybody's good over there.
Except for the gay weatherman.
You don't like Sam Champion?
He's funny. He's all right.
Yeah, he's all right. He's all right when I used to see him cruising for boys in Central Park. Oh.
Wow.
I have a
dorm.
Yeah, get to it.
Okay. So, anyways, apparently, so things have not been going good there. Their ratings are down. They're blaming everything on Ann Curry. So they're trying to come up with a new position for her, and they're talking about pulling some bitch from the 9 o'clock hour in. But apparently, which I didn't know because I've missed it, Meredith Vieira has been there quite a bit recently, and now she's going to be covering the Olympics with Matt instead of Ann. And I didn't know she won the London for the Jubilee, Diamond Jubilee thing. Meredith Vieira was in London with Matt and not Ann, which that should have been her. But, I mean, I feel bad. Like, I don't want to see her go. But, I mean, you know, I guess it'd be, you can't really go back to the news desk now, can you?
Well, wait, didn't...
Can't get the ratings. Bitch got a scram. That's all I'm saying.
Wait, didn't Meredith leave? Why is all of a sudden Meredith taking her job back?
No, Meredith left. What did she leave? Meredith left. Yeah, she left. Like, what the heck? I thought she was still time with her husband.
Yeah, she had a 5-year contract. She left. She was sad about it or whatever. But, you know, now, but she never fully left. Like, she was supposed to be a special correspondent or whatever and still kind of work for them and do things. Like, I think she had a late night special once during the year and, like, a fill-in for today. And she said to her friends, like, she wouldn't go back full-time. But she, I thought, was, like, the perfect person to replace Katie Couric. And then Ann Curry, I was, like, excited for her, but, like, oh. Like, Ann's just not that, like, bubbly. I don't know. So I feel bad for her, but I don't know who this other chick is, but I don't think that's a good idea neither. They need to go get Whoopi.
I don't know about that. I don't know if we're ready for Whoopi Goldberg at 7 a.m.
They need to go get, like, Lisa Ling or somebody, because Lisa can at least have fun. When she's on The View, she used to have fun. You know, in certain situations, she can have fun.
Yeah.
Right.
Or they need to get, like,
someone
like
that.
Who?
What?
What happened? What's going on?
Oh, I think Lisa Ling could be a good fit.
Oh, yeah, right? Let's think of someone else. Who else could it be? There's really not very many people.
Karen Angela.
Oh, gosh, yeah, she'd be great. Oh, my God. Somebody send my resume over.
Oh, my gosh. I know, Karen. I think you and I should go take the job.
I know. We could split it. We'll split the salary. It's all good.
Well, honey, well, here's the thing. You could take the early hours. I'll go on later.
Awesome. Yeah, because you know me. I like to get up at 5 in the morning and get it over with.
You guys are nuts.
Not us.
No. Bet if I
well, that's why I didn't offer you the job, Katrina, because I know you ain't trying to get up early. And Mike would just get fired after less than a year, just like Ann Curry, because he's too scholarly.
He is scholarly.
Mike's scholarly.
Yeah, I would fit better on CBS this morning. That's where I would fit better.
Yeah, you really
oh, yeah.
No, you really would.
You really
I would.
Would make it go.
I can
like
get this.
You're probably like Julie Chanish.
Ah!
I don't know. Which one do they drink wine in the morning? Uh-oh.
Oh, Kathy Lee and Hoda?
Okay, that's the one I want to be on.
You know who would be good in that position is Aisha Tyler. Because she can be smart, but she can be real funny.
How about Aisha Campbell?
Oh, yeah.
That too. Send in my video reel, someone.
I never realized how fucking tall she is. I saw her coming out on the talk the other day, and that bitch has got, what, she's like 6'5"?
She's like model tall. I don't know if she's that tall, but she's like
she's
model
beautiful.
Tall.
She's beautiful.
Yeah.
I love her. What is she doing now?
I love her.
She was doing the suit for a while, right? The what?
The talk?
She's the only one that I wasn't mad when she came on, because you know we were bitter about, you know, Holly and Leah Remini leaving. When she came, when she got the job, I wasn't mad at that. I was like, oh, that's good. She's funny. Oh, yeah, that's good, you know. I used to like her when she did do talk soup. Did you ever watch her back then?
Well, yeah, yep. I did. I love funny women. And it's hard to find funny women that are hot.
Hey,
yeah.
And now that we're a little different of a show, why don't you tell us why you were so bitter about Cheryl Underwood?
Because she's a bitch. Cheryl and I did a show years ago, and this bitch still owes me some money. I'm just saying.
Oh,
yeah.
Breaking news here.
I put it out there. And then she was horrible to me.
like horrible. Like it was funny because we shot an episode. She was the host. It was her talk show, and I was producing. And we shot an episode, and one of her guests had made a reference to me and saying, oh, I really like your producer. It was a guy, and she was like, it was a younger guy, and he was like, you know, she's hot or something. She got so mad that I had gotten a shout-out while the show was taping, and it was like, from that moment on, she made my life hell. For the week, we shot like 5 or 6 episodes. She made my life hell. For 6 episodes, and I'm a professional, so I stuck it out, but never again.
Haterade.
You know what? It's all right, everyone there listening in the chat room. We need you to tweet at Cheryl Underwood and tell that rotten bitch she needs to call into the show because she owes Karen Ashley some money.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and you could call her a squirrely bitch if you want to.
Squirrely? Ain't nothing squirrely about her. She an elephant bitch, I'm just saying.
She's a squirrel bitch.
She a big old sack of a bitch. Are you kidding me? She look like 3 or 4 flower sacks that somebody sewed together.
I just don't understand how they can't get her wigs looking better than that. Because, I mean, she don't have to look.
No, you
didn't. Like that. Yes, I did. And y'all know y'all are thinking that. She's the only one on there with a wig that looks just busted up. Everybody else looks great. I just don't understand how they can't seem to get her shit together. And that's a travesty.
Mm-mm.
There are some really good wigs, some human hair wigs she could buy over here. I could, you know, point her in the right direction. She needs Keone real bad, Katrina.
Yes, real bad.
Maybe you could buy her one, but, well, I'd say, you know, you wouldn't get your money back, so.
Right. I'm like, she already owed me some money, and she's making way more money than we making, so she can buy her own damn wig.
Well, I want to, you know, she was following Unscripted Radio. I have a feeling she won't be following us much longer.
Whoops. Oh, well. So we seem to keep
offending. There goes one connection to Julie Chen.
We seem to keep offending the co-host of the talk, first Leah Remini and now Cheryl Underwood. What's wrong with us?
I didn't offend anybody. We didn't offend Leah Remini. We don't know that for a fact.
Oh, that's true. We don't know
the
that for a fact.
The point is, we are not scripted, that's all.
The point is, Julie Chen wishes she could be this loose. Mm-hmm.
Oh. Okay, well, look, before we go, I just got to say, because I kept forgetting this was something I was supposed to say on the show, Angelique Bates is supposed to come on today. She's feeling a little under the weather, so we're going to reschedule her for next week. So sorry for anybody that tuned in for her. Sending her love. Hope she feels better, and we'll have her on next week.
Yeah, so Chocolaman, don't forget to call back, because they're going to give you some little Angelique. My nickname for her with love is Skinny Bitch. Skinny Bitch will be here next week.
Yes.
So
yeah.
If anybody wants to text at Angelique Bates and say, get well, Skinny Bitch, I'm sure she would love it.
Yeah, you know what? You can, you guys can leave your get well wishes for Angelique Bates, and we will play them next week. You can call into our voicemail line, 818-659-5137. You can leave us messages anytime, and we may just play them on air. So do it up.
Yeah.
Fancy. All right, kids. Well, it's time to end this bitch because Dallas has been on and I got to go.
Uh-oh. Okay. Oh, snap.
Mama's
got to
go.
Same place, same time tomorrow.
We'll be here. Now, remind me to tell you
Thursday
guys the story about the Thursday throwdown, and remind me to tell you guys about the man with 100-pound scrotum.
He sounds delicious.
No, it's really not. It's quite disturbing.
Ew.
Yeah, like a third leg.
Yeah, boy.
Oh, my. Good night, everyone. Take a little time to enjoy. you.